I want to share with you some words of chizuk that we all need and continue to need. As time goes on, it doesn't seem to get any easier for us. But what's important is, as you explore the next six parshiyos, you explore Vayetze, Yishlach, Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, and Vayechi, we are going to see the larger-than-life figure of Yaakov Avinu, who is our source of inspiration until today, how to survive in Galus. Yaakov Avinu is called in the Sfarim the Galus Yid. He's the Yid that went, was thrown away. Unlike Avram and Yitzchak, Yaakov spent his days in difficult situation after difficult situation. He was mamash in Galus, lived in Mitzrayim, he lived by Lavan. It's just, and our job is six parshiyos, is to infuse ourselves with the chizuk of what it means to be in Galus and how we look at things in Galus. And how we don't come out weaker, but we actually come out stronger, as Yaakov Avinu did. And in the Haftarah this week, if you're going to look, it says, the end of the Haftarah is, Michacham v'yoven Eila, who is smart enough to understand? And we declare, Yisharim Dachi Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch, whose ways are just. And understand that when things are going smoothly, we don't need that declaration. That declaration is Haftarah to Parshas Vayetze. Because as Yaakov Avinu is being thrown and thrust into the world of Lavan, being fooled and being cheated financially with his wife, with everything, he got everything wrong. Lavan cheated him on every single step of the way. Yaakov stays strong and Yaakov gets stronger. I want to share with you something. The highlight of the entire days of Tishrei tells us the Sfarim HaKadoshim, means Rosh Hashanah, in Kippur, Sukkot is on Simchas Torah. We declare the words, Ata Haresa Ladas. Hashem, Ki Hashem Hu Elekim Einoid Mavadai. After an entire Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, you know what the highlight is? On Simchas Torah, you scream, Ein Oid Mavad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after living with you for the last 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, following an El, we are absolutely sure, and we scream, Ein Oid Mavad. This Simchas Torah, we also got a lesson in Ata Haresa Ladas, Ki Hashem Lekim Ein Oid Mavad. And no one, whoever listened to any shiurim here still believes that anything is random. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Simchas Torah to bring upon ourselves this latest step of Golus, there was a goal HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, a message. I need you to realize, Ein Oid Mavadai. And if you think Ata Reis Ladas can only be achieved through dancing, the Maharsha tells us that the 21 days of the Yimei Hamtzarim between Shavuos Tamuz and Tisha B'Av is the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres, which means that Tisha B'Av and Shmini Atzeres share the same chizuk. How could you say that? The answer is very simple. We say this in the kinnis. We say how we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim when Klal Yisrael was in its glory, and then we contrast how we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tzeisi Mirushalayim when things were tragic. There is two ways to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when things are absolutely amazing and when things are terrible. And that's the kinnah, B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim when things were great on our way out of Mitzrayim, and B'tzeisi Mirushalayim when things were really bad. That contrast. So too, Tisha B'Av and Simchas Torah share that twin relationship. What's the point? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from these tragedies only one thing. He does not want Jewish blood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Jews being burnt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants one thing. Ata HaReisa L'Adas. You showed us HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einoi Bavadei. There's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If we get that message, we're good. If we don't, chas v'shalom. Avraham Avinu goes down in our history as the number one Baal Emunah. Avraham Avinu was the man who brought faith into the world. It was all about Avraham Avinu. Okay? Do you know where Avraham Avinu marveled at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine intervention? People don't realize this. From a tragedy. The Meshech Chachma points out that where Avraham Avinu became strongest was after HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over the city of Sidon, which was the greatest wreck. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smoked, turned it over the whole entire city of Sidon HaMor. And usually, says the Meshech Chachma, when someone gets mad, he just destroys everything. But he watched how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, amid turning over Sidon, paid attention to exact detail and said, "Light, you and your daughters are being saved." And Avraham Avinu was like, "Whoa, this is unbelievable. While you're turning over a city, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would think to buy one, get one free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just turns it all over." No. When he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's precision, yes, they die. Yes, they don't. He didn't get broken. That's where he got his chizuk from. He got such tremendous chizuk. And that chizuk we only get, unfortunately, when there's sadness. When you have a day where there's been hundreds of stories. Now again, you have to make sure the stories have a good source. But days where there's hundreds of stories of divine intervention of who got killed and who didn't. Not that we have any idea why someone got killed or not. But what's the greatest chizuk in the world? There was precision. No bullet went to the wrong place. I want to share with you a story I heard today. This week, and again, when I say stories, these are verified stories. There's a Yid named Reb Avram Shor, who is a Rav in Flatbush, become a Chacham. He heard the story firsthand this week. There's a woman who he said he heard the story from in Eretz Yisrael. Her name is Mrs. Brandt. She's an Almana now, but her husband was a Bechashvi, Reb Chaim Brandt. She had a mission that she started 10 years ago when she became an Almana, that she is going to get the women of the world, the women of Eretz Yisrael, to be mechazek in the mitzvah of Taharas HaMishpacha. This was her mission in life. She travels from secular kibbutz to secular kibbutz, pleading with women to let her in just so she can talk to them. Many of these women never sat with a Rebbetzin like her in their life. And those that are smart and let her in have their lives changed. But for years she went to certain kibbutzim and no one let her in. There was a specific woman who she's tried 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And she tries again. She says, maybe now. There was one woman who had thrown her out. Every time she knocked on the door, she said, "Don't come near here again." And this Rebbetzin Brandt decided this past week, she's going in. She's going to try now that the world is, she knocks on the door. And the woman not only doesn't throw her out, the woman welcomes her with wide open arms. Mamish. Anyway, Rebbetzin Brandt doesn't even know what to do. She's so taken, she doesn't know what to expect. And she says, "Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you why you let me in this year?" Listen to what this woman says. She says, "You know me. I'm a secular woman. None of this means anything to me. I have a son now. Young boy, 19, 20, who's in Gaza. And he was on his tank with 6 soldiers. And the craziest thing happened. Accidentally, some automatic weapon went off. And literally, they were all trying to dodge it. And miraculously, they were all able to," she said, "it missed some of them by hair breadth. And it just went shooting all over the place, but none of them got killed. And they calmed down, and they saw." She says, "This is my son." This is what this woman tells Rebbetzin Brandt. "The automatic weapon shot a Hamas fellow right next to them that was ready to launch what they call the RPG, whatever they call these little rockets at them, at their tank. The guy was right there, and by mistake, a weapon goes off, misses them, and hits this terrorist that they didn't know was there. It was a direct hit. The guy had all the time in the world to shoot it. She says, "What should I do? I have no choice now. I saw God. My son was in that tank. You understand what that means? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends an automatic weapon off." And again, I'm telling you the source because this is a verified story. I'm sure heard from this woman who heard it from this mother. What does this story give us? A weapon goes off by mistake. All six soldiers don't get hurt from it. And it kills a Hamas terrorist standing right there. A story wouldn't even sell. They made it. It's beyond. But it's chizuk. It's showing you amongst all that's going on, there's hashkacha pratis in every single thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a message on Simchas Torah called Ata Reis Ladas Ki Hashem Elokim. And I want to ask you a very personal question to my frum brothers and sisters. The secular Jews got the message. This woman got the message. She let the Rebbetzin in. The amount of secular yidden that are putting on tefillin and tzitzis and doing tshuva is record-breaking. But I have a very personal question. Do you really believe the message was for the secular yidden? Do you believe that the message was not for us? Hard to believe. It's hard to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't trying to talk to us. For us, it's already details. Did you take on a new level in not speaking Lashon Hara? And watching what we see. And again, I'm talking to myself. Khalilah, I'm not giving anyone musri. I'm talking to myself because you have to get inspired. On this Rabbi Shore thing that I was listening to, he said he has a Talmud that has two daughters, 11 and 14. They both have not taken hot showers since Simchas Torah. They're taking cold showers. Mind-boggling, an 11-year-old girl and a 14-year-old girl. Could you imagine a madriga and nice boil? They don't want to go back to regular life. They're scared they're going to forget. So I was humbled. What we have to see is emuna. And emuna is not in our lips. When the pasuk speaks about emuna, it says, V'yamarta bilvavecha. K'yseyma bilvavecha. A person's going to say in his heart, I'm scared. Emuna is in our hearts. It's very easy to talk in our hearts. Let's use the stories in the chizuk that are going on now. Every week, another stories of soldiers coming back with nisim gleim. We shared stories in shul, we're sharing stories. Why are these stories important? Again, they have to be verified, for sure. But the stories need to be verified because the point was Ein Oid Mavadoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us no protection works if he's not there. And when we had Siyata Deshmai Baruch Hashem, when the soldiers were Matzliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holding our hands, we have Matzliach. You know why we have Matzliach the last few weeks in Gaza? Very simple. The soldiers are wearing tefillin, and they're wearing tzitzis, and they're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for. Stop talking about our own strength. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us change. Everyone needs to take a moment and remember the message on Simchas Torah was Ata Reis Ladas. Remember that Tisha B'Av and Simchas Torah, we mentioned in the past, have the same tune. The tune of Echa, Echa Yoshua Badot, is the same tune as Ata Reisa Ladas. For those of you that go to shul, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the same tune. Why? How could you sing the same tune at Simchas Torah Tisha B'Av? They both have the same message. Either you can come after a full yantif and scream Ein Oid Mavadoi, or you can come after a tragedy, scream Ein Oid Mavadoi. Remember the kinnah we say. If you have a moment to look it up, it's a beautiful kinnah. It's called B'tzeisim Yushalayim, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. It just speaks about how we saw Kadosh Baruch Hu in both ways. We daven to see Hashem when things are going good. But let's be honest. It's so much harder to see Hashem when everything's going well. So Kadosh Baruch Hu shakes us up. Let's remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not only talking to the Yidden that weren't wearing tefillin and tzitzis and keeping Shabbos. He was talking to the Yidden that keep Shabbos. And he's asking you for a better Shabbos. The Gedolim said from the first day people should take on to learn Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Lashon Hara, something. Let's do tshuva in ourselves. And Be'ezer Hashem, without a doubt, will be zeicha to the true day of Atta Hareis Ladas, when Mashiach comes. We're all going to say, Zeh Hashem, Kivinu Loi, Nagila V'nisma Chavoi, which is a pasuk we say as well on Simchas Torah, and it's a pasuk that we're going to say, mention when Mashiach comes. It's important not to get broken. Remember Avram's Emuna came after Sadaim. He was like, wow! Amidst such destruction, because look at the precision. You don't forget about anyone. Light's going out. That's the chizik we need. Kashbach will help us. This is the times. This is, don't get bogged up with the news. Should they? Shouldn't they? Are they stopping? Is it a good move or not? Let's forget that. Let's daven that we get back healthy brothers and sisters from Gaza. And Kashbach will continue to help us to continue doing. I don't know what's right and wrong. I don't think anyone does. We don't know enough information. Just daven that at least, well, we should be zeicher to be able to get back our brothers and sisters. And remember, with a little hirachuva, it goes a long way. It's been absolutely wonderful Shabbos.